Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's usually our 840 poll question of the day. Didn't really see one yesterday that was viral all over the internet. So Troy has gotten a little mini topic that's connected to Jimmy going into the Hall. And if we have time, maybe we'll update Kevin Gray's Cowboy poll question of prime Aikman versus prime Romo. Troy, what do you have for Jimmy?
Yeah, so Jimmy going into the Hall of Fame, not really a shock. I mean, Jimmy Johnson is deserving to go into the Hall of Fame. But what about guys who are not in the Hall of Fame that people believe are being snubbed? This is a list from Sporting News. These are the guys that are being snubbed for the Pro Football Hall of Fame from each NFL team. Now, I'm not going to go through every team because some of these guys, I'm like, I don't know these black and white photos. But I will go through some, and you tell me, are they deserving of the Hall of Fame? Ready?
Yep.
Here we go. Baltimore Ravens. Jamal Lewis.
Oh, named, go balls, baby.
Named to the Pro Bowl, selected All-Pro in only one season. His 2,066 yards of rushing explosion of 2003.
No, not even close. No Jamal Lewis. Fantastic season. He was a beast. I know Choppy loves him because of where he went to school. Jamal Lewis, not a Hall of Famer.
All right. Another guy on the list.
RJ, you agree? Disagree?
I neither agree nor disagree. If he was in, I wouldn't have a problem with it. That he's not in, I don't have a problem with it.
Don't be a homer. Don't be a homer, right?
I mean,
although if you looked at Jamal's numbers, I mean, they're pretty damn good.
Yeah.
1364, 1327, 2066 with 14 touchdowns. 1,006, 906, 1,132, 1,304, 1,002. So basically every year he played, except for one, he ran for 1,000 yards, and in many of them, 1,300 yards. He's got 10,607 rushing yards. I'd have to compare that to some of the other guys who have gotten in. His numbers are better than I thought.
Yeah, they are pretty decent. It's just, the running back position, I think, a lot of this is about perception. The perception of Jamal Lewis is that he wasn't a great player, but the numbers show that he rushed for a lot of yards. And I think that that is the problem with Hall of Fames, is Hall of Fames are built largely on public perception and not net actual data.
So Jamal Lewis is 25th all-time in rushing yards. He's behind, though, Ricky Waters, Warrick Dunn, LeSean McCoy, Corey Dillon, Steven Jackson, Fred Taylor. So if those guys are not in, which they're not, then I don't think Jamal should be in. So surprising numbers, but I'll say no.
All right, another snub possible for the Pro Football Hall of Fame, according to Sporting News. This time, the Buffalo Bills. He was fantastic on the field, unless the lights went out. Steve Tasker, 7-time Pro Bowler.
Mm. Well, this is kind of like the kicking discussion. Mm-hmm. I always have a problem with people who say, oh, well, a kicker or a punter shouldn't go into the Hall of Fame. If it's a position in football, you qualify. If it is a football position, you should qualify for the Hall of Fame. It's like if there was a radio Hall of Fame, then a great engineer should go in. Not Ted Nichols Payne. He's not great. But someone else better than the one we have at the station. If it's an amazing radio engineer and it's a radio Hall of Fame, there should be a category for you. So your Matthew Slaters, your Bill Bates, your Steve Taskers. Yeah, I believe that Steve Tasker should be in because he was the best of his time.
Yeah, I mean, he's a pocket knife, right? I mean, he's the pocket knife guy. I don't know how much you actually impacted the game as the position that he played, but I would have no problem with him getting in. Absolutely no problem whatsoever.
Seven-time Pro Bowler, seven-time first-team All-Pro. Seven-time first-team All-Pro. But maybe you look at it like a DH, you know, that you just come up every once in a while and you're not there on, you know, any full-time position. But I think if there's a category, like Adam Vinatieri should go in.
And yeah, but I think of a kicker different than a special teams guy, right?
Why? Special teams, I would argue Steve Tasker is on the field more than the kicker. Punt team, you know.
Punt. Right, but I mean, so Steve Tasker would be getting in for not being good enough to be on the field for the, you know, on offense or defense. See what I mean? You know, but you know, the kicker is, there's only one of them. You know, he is the most value. He's going to score the most of your team.
Do you think that Devin Hester should be in?
Devin
Hester? He was on the field a little bit more as a receiver, but really, he was a specialist.
Yeah, but I think kick punt returner like that, a guy who's an elite, elite, elite. Yeah, I mean, I think that you can make a case for that. Yeah.
Steve Tasker was elite in terms of what he did. It's just not sexy. You know, perception. We're talking about perception again. I would vote yes, Steve Tasker, Troy.
All right. And also, Sean, engineers are eligible for the National Radio Hall of Fame. But then again, you know, Mike Greenberg's in the National Radio Hall of Fame. So take with it as that. Let's see. Other people on this list, according to the Sporting News, Hall of Fame snubs from each team. Let's just get to the Cowboys right now. Who do you think they have as the Hall of Fame snub?
It's not Charles Haley anymore. Drew Pearson.
That'd be Drew.
It is not. It is Chuck Howley. Chuck Howley, six-time Pro Bowler, five-time All-Pro, one-time Super Bowl MVP. That's who they have, according to the Sporting News.
All right. We'd have to ask Brad Sham about him. I can't speak on Chuck Howley.
All right. So let's go and speak on people that we have seen. I'll run through a few of these. Let's go with the Packers and the Texans. The Packers snub. Sterling Sharp. The Texans snub. Arian Foster.
Oh, go Vols. Boy, Tennessee all over this list. You know, Sterling Sharp's an interesting case. What's up?
I'm not good enough.
I know, right? Sterling Sharp's an interesting case because there was a time where he was an unstoppable force. But that one
play.
You
could say he's the Terrell Davis of receivers, maybe.
Yeah, right? Maybe
Terrell Davis is in. Sterling Sharp had seasons where he had 90 catches, 108, 112. He went over 1,000 yards five different times. His touchdown seasons, 12, 13, 11, 18. He just didn't play long enough, sorry. Seven seasons. The numbers weren't, like, mind-boggling enough to get him in with the lack of years. And then Arian Foster, no. He has 6,500 rushing yards. He played 8 years. He had seasons of 1,600, 1,200, 1,400, and then 1,200, but that's it.
Yeah, he was. For that time, he was the best running back in the game. Right? I mean, universally, everyone said, but this guy's the best. He was picked fantasy wise at the top, near the top of every single draft, near the top in those years. He was phenomenal, but he's going to have the Terrell Davis situation without the rings. You know, Terrell Davis wasn't getting in without the rings, and, you know, it's obviously
not. Terrell's got the 2,000-yard season.
Yeah. I mean, Arian Foster had 1,600 yards that 1 year. He only started 13 games.
Oh. That's good.
And that's a no for you?
No.
Okay.
That's a no.
All right. Well, what about these? A couple of T's right here. These are the Hall of Fame snubs for each NFL team. According to Sporting News, the first T, Jacksonville Jaguar, Tony Boselli. The second one, Rams, Torrey Holt.
You know, I'd be in on both of them.
I was iffy on Isaac Bruce even getting in, and Isaac Bruce got in. Isaac Bruce was the lead receiver on that team over Torrey Holt. I'd have to go back and look at Torrey's numbers. I would vote no on Torrey Holt. I thought you were with me and Deion Sanders on, you know, being strict with these guys. Mike Fisher got on us, so we have a standard here for the Hall of Fame. Tony Boselli, I would say yes. Tony Boselli ended Bruce Smith's career yesterday when talking about linemen, or the other day with Ogden and Orlando Pace. Tony Boselli was in that discussion. So I would say yes to Tony Boselli and no to Torrey Holt, even though I'd have to go and look up Torrey's numbers.
Well, let me go and throw the numbers out there to you. Let's compare Isaac Bruce to Torrey Holt. Isaac Bruce, 942 catches, 14,000 yards. Torrey Holt, 869 catches, just over 12,000 yards.
No, yeah, Torrey Holt had 920, because you're missing a year. Torrey Holt had the same amount of yards per reception as Isaac Bruce. He had 2,000 fewer yards, but he also played in five fewer seasons.
Ooh.
Okay, Torrey Holt was per game better than Isaac Bruce. And their approximate value for their career is almost the same, and he's talking about five fewer years. Boselli is the interesting one. I mean, what do we always remember about Tony Boselli? The injury, right? He's always
injuries.
Hurt. Yeah. So that's it. And offensive line are tough for me. I thought Torrey Holt and Isaac Bruce were guys I'd put in. So I'd probably lean yes on Holt and not really on Boselli.
All right, the last two I have for you guys, both running backs. Hall of Fame snubs according to Sporting News for each NFL team. One from the old school Tecmo Bowl days, the other one that we watched when we were pretty much in our prime, even though we're really never in our prime. San Francisco 49ers, Roger Craig, Seattle Seahawks, Sean Alexander.
Oh, big Sean.
Sean Alexander, I mean, you think of him like Jamal Lewis, you know, kind of a guy that didn't get all the headlines. Sean Alexander was the number one pick in fantasy for a bit. I mean, this guy was a stud. I think there's a Cowboy draft nugget about him that's kind of painful
to
remember.
Yeah, they traded two first-round picks for Joey Galloway, and one of those picks was used to get Big Sean.
Here's Sean Alexander's numbers in consecutive seasons. 13-18, 11-75, 14-35, 16-96, and 18-80. He's got 9,400 career rushing yards. Not enough. That's even less than Jamal Lewis. So no to Sean Alexander, whose career disappeared with injuries at the end as well.
Dude, 27 touchdowns in 1 year.
He had 14, 16, 14, 16, then 27. He had a five-year run that was insane. But yeah. I'll say no to Sean Alexander. And Roger Craig, that was much earlier than I can remember on those prime San Francisco 49er teams.
Yeah,
you got Roger Craig's numbers?
Yeah, I do. He was 83 to 93. He only has 3 years where he rushed for more than 1,000, but listen to his reception totals as a running back. 48, 71, 92, 81, 66, 76, 49, and then he kind of fell off. He had 1,000 yards receiving as a running back. Okay, in that year, 1985... He rushed for 1,050 yards on 4.9 yards a carry, and then he had a 1,016 receiving yards on 11 yards per reception.
I gotta say no, the receiving numbers aren't good enough to overcome some of the rushing. Man, in 88-89, he had 1,500 yards and 76 catches for 534 in 1988. But the rest of the rushing numbers are pretty weak. He never had a rushing season outside of that one over 1,100 yards ever in his 11-year career. So I would say no to Roger Craig.
Would you say Roger Craig's like the Pippen to Jerry Rice's Jordan?
Ooh.
No.
I mean, everyone's going
to be... A lot of Pippins on those teams, but yeah. I got to go look up John Taylor's numbers. You had Brent Jones, Craig.
I'd probably say no on Craig, too, just because, I mean, but he wasn't, I don't think he was utilized the same, right? Because that was the West Coast offense. It was much more of a passing offense than the rest of the league at that time.
Plus, I think they gave carries to Tom Rathman,
mm-hmm.
if I remember
Tom
that correctly.
Rathman.
Shout out to the white fullback, so...
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.